This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, MLK with Feet of Clay. Fannie Willis, the Fulton County prosecutor who has filed a conspiracy case against former President Trump and 14 co-conspirators, referred to herself as a flawed and imperfect public servant, pointing to how Martin Luther King Jr. was also an imperfect human being called to public service and changing the world. Her speech to a church congregation in Atlanta was prompted by unsubstantiated allegations made by one of the defendants impugning her relationship with a subordinate. It's not a precise analogy, as all of us should know, on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. She is a government employee, and King was a preacher and civil rights leader. There's a big difference in the definitional requirements for a government employee and office holder as opposed to a private citizen. But regardless, that was what was said, and more important, was what was unsaid and implied about King's being an imperfect human being. No matter the direction this was coming from, all this makes me uncomfortable. I'm not disagreeing that King was a flawed human, just like the rest of us, but that doesn't stop me from being suspicious about the motivations around all of this or how it is being weaponized once again by racists and opponents of civil rights. None of this is exactly news, but there are some clear reasons why this is now in the public domain as more common knowledge as opposed to salacious gossip. First, there was a 2022 biography of Hoover, G-Man, J. Edgar Hoover and the Making of the American Century, by Beverly Gage, which detailed all of the legal and extra-legal efforts by Hoover and then Attorney General Robert Kennedy to slander, blackmail, and remove King from the civil rights movement using wiretap and other information on his personal affairs. The most outrageous was the scurrilous effort to deliver incriminating information to King and his wife, hinting that his suicide should be the remedy. Then there is Jonathan Eggs' well-received biography last year, King: A Life, which, as the Times Review argued, is the first comprehensive biography of King in three decades. It draws on a landslide of recently released White House telephone transcripts, FBI documents, letters, oral histories, and other material, and it supplants David Garrow's 86 biography, Bearing the Cross, as the definitive life of King, and Garrow himself recently deposed in The Spectator. It also updates the material in Taylor Branch's magisterial trilogy about America during the King's years. I've read Garrow and the Branch trilogy, as well as the Hoover book. I'm halfway through the Ig biography, so I've gotten by the documented long-term relationship with Dorothy Cotton. I've taken a break on the eve of the Washington Memorial speech and the momentous rally after reading way too much information based on the wiretaps of King's night before calls to his family and a string of mistresses in different cities. I'm not saying it wasn't true, but there's an ugh quality to all of it. Privacy, illegally and politically compromised at the highest levels of government and huge ethical breaches that now, based on public information and disclosure rules, becomes part of the historical record and grist for everyone's mill. The fact that it's true still doesn't make it right. Ig might have meant no harm. He was just doing his job as a historian. His argument, along with the reviewers, is that this is a picture of the man in full, both great and brilliant, flawed and human. Fannie Willis and the rest of us can all admit to being flawed and human, just not great and brilliant. The changing the world thing is a harder problem. King did, Willis maybe. The rest of us, in fact, all of us, need to make changing the world a life work and project. I worry that once the criteria for judging one's effort is not simply the work, but the slippery slope that makes us all human, then we might lose a grip on the objective reality and allow all of the subjective to come rushing in, including the package of biases and prejudices that are part and parcel of all people. At least on King's Day, respect should be given. But the more clay feet are the issue, the more we're all pulled into the mud and lose sight of the stars. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.